Hey, Earl. What's going on? I haven't seen you on a day shift for a while. Jack boot you up from graveyard shift?
Yeah, there was an incident last week, so now the warden and his fluffy staff want me to stick to the safer assignments until the mood gets better.
Shit, man. What happened? Piss off one of the kingpins or what?
Nothing like that, man. Alright. So I'm walking the regular route to C Block. Night's been calm. I've been mostly quiet. One or two inmates asking to use the shitter. You know how it is. Anyway, wake up is just about to start, and so I start doing a head count on the lower floor. I'm just going through the motions, checking off the list, when I realize there's this dripping sound coming from one of the cells. I'm thinking, just my luck to have to deal with a leaky faucet, right? So I take a closer look, and it wasn't no plumbing problem.
Someone pissed themselves on a pruno bender? Aw, oh, gross.
That's what I figured. But when I flash my light and look closer, I noticed there's this pool of blood under one of the beds.
Oh shit, you were the one who found Daniels?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
It was fucking gruesome, man. I don't know how they found out he'd been snitching for us, but they sure knew how to make a point. If I hadn't found him when I did, he wouldn't be alive today. Not that the doctors have high hopes for him recovering anytime soon.
The higher ups think they might put a hit on you for messing up their little heart-to-heart with Daniel? They must know it's not personal on your part.
I ain't worried, man. I just want to get back to my regular work hours. This day shift is really messing with my sleep.
I feel you, man. It's like getting jet lagged all the way to hell when you have to make the switch. Last month they were low on the weekend shifts and I pulled the short end of the stick. Had to work 2 12-hour shifts back to back. Man, that was a toughie. I had to sneak in naps during chow and yard time just to be able to keep standing up.
I don't see why they don't hire more staff, to be honest. It's not like business isn't great for the good old Blackwood Correctional Facility Incorporated. Arrests are as high as they've ever been, and with this three strikes and you're out law, we keep getting some permanent customers. I guess the warden bought herself a brand new Bentley kitted out with the full works, and we can't even staff the place. Just ain't right, I tell you.
Amen to that, man. Hey, catch the game last night?
Steelers vs. Giants? Yeah, I saw the second half. Eli Manning sure knows how to play the field. Second to last scrim was intense, man.
I have money on the Steelers. Too bad the coach can't call a play to save his life. Well, been nice talking to you, Earl. I gotta get back to my rounds. We'll catch up at break time, right?
Yeah, I'll catch you up. Have a good one, man.